When the principals convened on September 4th for their first meeting to discuss Al-Qaeda, several strategy issues were on the table. Virtually all the principals were there, though Paul Wolfowitz sat in for Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, and Sean O'Keefe, the OMB deputy, took his boss Mitch Daniels' seat. Dick Clark reviewed a draft National Security Presidential Directive. George Tenet followed by saying, "We really need to aggressively go after these guys." Paul O'Neill cautioned that it was difficult to find terrorists' money. The group quickly came to an agreement of sorts on the support for the groups fighting against the Taliban, including the Northern Alliance. All voiced their approval for doing something. But the issue of finding the hundreds of millions of dollars to finance the effort was given to OMB and CIA to figure out, the kind of decision that leaves much undecided, since a government agency that is told to finance a program out of the existing budget, frequently argues back that the issue was not a high enough priority. These issues were covered in the first quarter of the discussion. Then the conversation turned to Predator. "Do we want it?" Condoleezza Rice asked. "Who was going to run it? Would it do the job?" For all the visible damage done in the Nevada desert, the Hellfire missile was not a penetrator, and there was concern it would hit the roof of a structure and not destroy the target. The monitors the Air Force used scored the test at somewhat below the 85% kill probability that was desirable. The Air Force thought more testing would be appropriate. The first shot would almost certainly be the best one the United States would ever get. The conversation then turned to the question of who would operate Predator. Tenet intervened forcefully. "It would be a terrible mistake," he declared, "for the Director of Central Intelligence to fire a weapon like this. That would happen," he said, "over his dead body." The White House officials reeled the conversation back by establishing that the decision to fire was not for the DCI, but for the president. General Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, returned to the question of who carried out the mission. "If we do it," he said, "we'll do it with cruise missiles." "If it is a covert mission," he insisted, "it belongs to the intelligence community." Any possibility of agreement was slipping away. The conversation finally turned to the question of a mission that was only for reconnaissance, putting aside the issue of the armed Predator. Tenet agreed that was more palatable, but the CIA would still need to review the matter. There was discussion of testing other weapons instead of the Hellfire. The issue of who would fire an armed Predator was deferred. The meeting ended. There was no decision on Predator, and no strategy to forward to the president.